I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello to all of you good people out there, and I guess to all of you bad people too, if you're listening. I'm not picky. You want to listen, listen. Hey, welcome in to another episode of Prep Rally. It is Wednesday, April the 6th, as I am recording this, and glad to be with you. Again, it's just me, no Dylan, and that's okay. It makes for a shorter podcast. I think everybody wins with that setup. Got a good show today. Just want to remind you that we are sponsored by Pizza Doctor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo. That's the old mall. Find them online at TupeloPizza.com. Got the Italian sausage pizza today. That's a go-to. Solid. Can't go wrong with that. So check them out, Pizza Doctor. Just a reminder that we do come to you every Wednesday. You can find us in any of your podcast apps. Apple Podcasts, of course, online. You can find us at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Kind of getting into the stretch run here of the baseball and softball seasons. Got some division races heating up, so we're going to talk about that, both softball and baseball races. Let's first talk about some softball races in 1-3A. I mean, this is a tough division, okay? It's just, you got Boonville, Mantachie, and Kossuth. Those three teams, all just about dead even as far as how good each of them is. Now, right now, Boonville is in control at 4-1. They started their division play a week earlier than the others, so that's why you'll see a discrepancy. But they're 4-1, Mantachie 2-1, Kossuth 2-1. And we've had a lot of close games. Boonville, last week, you might recall, split with Mantachie. Won the first game 1-0 on the road. And then at Boonville, Mantachie won 2-0 in 8 innings as Ramsey Montgomery threw a no-hitter. So that was huge for Mantachie. And then already this week, Boonville and Kossuth have met once. I believe that was Monday. Yeah, Boonville won that one. I think it was 2-1. And they play again Thursday. So and then Mantachie still has to play Kossuth. So still a lot up in the air in that race. But Boonville can really take firm control if they can get another win over Kossuth on Thursday. That one's at Kossuth. The 1-2A race, also pretty tight. You got East Union at 6-0, Pine Grove at 6-1. And that one loss came Monday to Baldwin. 3-1 was the score. Bit of an upset. Baldwin is now just 2-4 in division. So a little surprised to see Pine Grove drop that game. So when you're in the same division as East Union, you don't really have much room for error. And so now I guess it's East Union's to lose at this point. But still got some games left to play. So, yeah, 1-3A, 1-2A, both going to keep a close eye. Going to keep a close eye on both of those races. Baseball, well, in 1-6A, you've got Oxford and Tupelo battling it out this week in a 3-game series. The Chargers rolled to a win in Game 1 on Tuesday, put them one step closer to the division title. That makes Oxford now 5-2, drops Tupelo to 3-4. And if my math is right, and it often is not, I think just one more win, either on Friday or Saturday, for Oxford will give the Chargers the division title. About 97.5% sure of that. But yeah, they won 9-1, Oxford did, on Tuesday. It was a scoreless game until the fifth inning. And McLean Ray for Tupelo had a no-hitter going into the fifth, and then that's when things just kind of went off the rails for Tupelo as Oxford put up 8 runs. Only used 4 hits to do it. They got some help with some walks and wild pitch, also scored a run. Campbell Smithwick, the catcher for Oxford, had 2 big hits that inning. He had the first RBI of the game with an RBI a double to the wall in right center field, and then he capped off the inning after Oxford batted around with a 2-run single to make it 8-0, and that was that. More than enough run support for Dixon Webb, who had an outstanding night on the mound for Oxford. 6 1/3 innings, would have finished it out, but his pitch count got up to about 110, so they wanted to pull him out, and so he did allow a run that a reliever inherited in the seventh inning. But otherwise, He was on point. Heck of a game by Dixon Webb. Improves to 7-1 on the season. That's a lot of wins for a high school baseball pitcher, especially with, you know, still like he's got at least, I guess, one more start coming next week probably. That's not bad at all. And just looking at his numbers for the game, Dixon Webb, senior captain, allowed, again, just the one run on 5 hits, struck out 7, just walked 2. Walks were a problem for the Golden Wave. McLean Ray walked 5, including 3 in that 5th inning. And on the night, Tupelo pitchers issued 8 walks. Ray had control issues kind of from the start, or location issues, whatever you want to call them. Well, was able to work around it, but it all kind of caught up to him there in the 5th inning. So those teams again will meet on Friday in Oxford, and then back in Tupelo on Saturday. In 1-4A, Morville is in control at 7-0, so I would expect the Troopers to, if they haven't already clinched the title, will do so pretty soon. Pretty crowded behind them, though. You know, you only get 4 teams make the playoffs out of that division. Right now, you've got Caledonia and Corinth, both at 4-3. Itawamba and Tisch County, both at 3-4. So, yeah, and Itawamba beat Corinth on Monday, 4-2. So that, at the moment, gives Itawamba the inside track to the 2 seed. These teams do play again on Friday, Corinth and Itawamba. So, far from a done deal there. And then after playing Corinth, Itawamba has 2 against Shannon, which they should have no problem with. Tisch County still has to play Morville one more time. Caledonia has 2 games left against Morville. And then Corinth has to play, like I said, Itawamba this week, and then they get Tisch County. So that's why I said Itawamba probably has the inside track because of who the other teams have to play the rest of the way. Let's talk some basketball. The all-area teams that we put out every year were revealed on Sunday. Congrats to all the honorees. Samaya Brooks of Pontotoc, Girls Player of the Year. Michael Smith of Boonville, Girls Coach of the Year. Of course, he led both of Boonville's teams to state championships. Carson Rowland of Pine Grove, Boys Player of the Year. And Jake Walker, also of Pine Grove, Boys Coach of the Year. Of course, they led Pine Grove to its first state title in 45 years. Of course, we had 15 players on each team, first team, second team, third team. As always, it was extremely difficult. You always got to make some tough calls with that third team. You're going to leave off some good players. I had a couple of complaints, but you're always going to get that. So, it's not personal. And was I wrong, maybe, on a couple of those picks? Yep, I don't know. Probably. But tis the nature of it. Let's give a shout-out to all the powerlifting state champs from last weekend in Jackson. We had 5 teams from the area capture state titles. South Pontotoc Girls in 4A winning their first title. Had a little something on them and Alicia McKinney, who had a record-breaking day for South. Had something in the paper the other day on South Pontotoc and the others. Kossuth swept in boys and girls in 3A. Tupelo Christian Boys won again in 1A 2 years in a row. East Union Girls won in Class 1. Again, I think that's like their 6th in a row. Yeah, so congrats to all of those teams and athletes. And let's close things out with the Athletes of the Week. Female Athlete of the Week is Hallie Benson of Smithville Softball. She was 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, a triple, an RBI, 3 runs scored. And she pitched 7 innings of 3-run ball. Only one of those runs was earned. Gave up 7 hits, struck out 6, walked 4 in a 4-3 win against Nettleton on Saturday. That same day against Ethel, Hallie was 4-for-4 at the plate with a double, 2 triples, 4 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and she pitched 1 scoreless inning with a walk and strikeout and an 8-1 win. So, yeah, in her last 2 games, Hallie Benson is 7-for-7 at the plate with 3 doubles, 3 triples, 5 RBIs. And, I mentioned the pitching, 8 innings pitched over that span with just 1 earned run allowed. Not too shabby. Male Athlete of the Week, Drew Rousey of Biggersville Baseball. Over his last 4 games, he's 8-for-11 at the plate with 3 doubles, a home run, 8 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. And in 2 pitching outings during that span, he's tossed 5 1/3, allowed just 2 runs, both unearned. Given up just 1 hit, struck out 9, and walked 0. So congrats to Drew and to Hallie, and that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Once again, we're brought to you by Pizza Doctor. Check them out at Midtown Point in Tupelo or online at tupelopizza.com. Check us out every Wednesday. Find us in any of your podcast apps or online at preprally.djournal.com. We're on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there as well, at Brad Locke. And we'll see you next week.